From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of January 22, 2018. I'm joined this week by guest host Saliha Habiba, the Spring 2018 intern at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center.
This week, Those Mystery Sounds open an episode written especially for Virginia science students in upper elementary school and middle school, that is, about grades 4 to 8. Have another listen to the sounds for about 15 seconds and see if you can guess where the sounds were recorded. And here's a hint. The numbers 32, 0, and 273 are all connected to this answer.
If you guessed a frozen pond, you were right. You heard sounds from ice skaters on a pond in Blacksburg, Virginia on January 14, 2018. And if you knew that the freezing point of water is 32 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale, 0 on the Celsius scale, and 273 on the Kelvin scale, you're a water temperature expert. Water temperature remaining below that freezing point, leading to ice cover on ponds and lakes, is a wintertime fact of life in northern states and Canada. But even in Virginia, many water bodies typically ice over during some part of the winter. The ice remains over the water because ice is less dense than liquid water. The same property is involved when ice cubes float in a glass and when icebergs float in the ocean.
Under an ice layer, aquatic organisms carry out various winter survival strategies. Burrowed in the bottom may be inactive fish, frogs, turtles, insects, worms, and the eggs of various animals, while certain kinds of fish and other animals continue to be active. All of those creatures depend on there being enough oxygen dissolved in the ice-covered water. In warm weather, the water in lakes and ponds can mix with the air above it and be replenished with oxygen. That can't happen when ice covers the water. Oxygen does get added to ice-covered water when algae or plants under the ice can get enough light to continue photosynthesis. Sometimes, though, dissolved oxygen gets so low that a winter kill of fish takes place. This typically happens in shallow water bodies, or under snow or thick ice that keeps out the light needed for photosynthesis.
While skaters have fun on a slick, frozen track, life goes on beneath the ice, where the biology of living things interacts with water's chemical and physical properties. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.